أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, and we're focusing on حروف المقطعات area, and in particular, Tawaseen place. Now, Tawaseen place are the three chapters or three surah of the Quran that begin with Tawaseen, and they're Surah Al-Shu'ara, which is Surah number 26. Surah number 27, which is Surah An-Naml, and Surah number 28, which is Surah Al-Qasas. Now, all these, you will find that whenever a surah begins with Ta, it looks like a snake if you draw it. They all talk about the snake of Prophet Musa. It's phenomenal. Today, we will look at Surah An-Naml. See, Surah Al-Shu'ara 26 looked at, it was poetic, it had quite a lot of warnings in it. This, in contrast, has blessings and good news as well. The surah has 93 ayat. It's a Makki surah. And Naml means the ant. And the chapter takes its name from the valley of the ants through which the army of Prophet Sulaiman passed. And Allah mentions this in ayah 18. But I've got to tell you a story from my childhood that when Prophet Sulaiman is going through this, the chief of the ants in ayah 18 tells her people, Ya ayyuhan naml, oh ants, udkhulu masakinakum, enter your houses, la yahatimannakum Sulaymanu wa junuduhu wa hum la yash'urun. Sulaiman and his army may not crush you while they do not know. And Quran in ayah 19 says, فَتَبَسَّمَ ذَاحِكًا مِنَنْ كَوْلِهَا. And Sulaiman smiles at what she says. And he takes her on the palm of his hands and he says, I am a prophet of God, I would not crush them. And she said, no, that's not the crushing I talked about. The crushing I talked about was of their egos when they see such a fine, large army of human beings and them as ants, and I didn't want them to feel that way. But then she says, O prophet of God, who is greater at this moment, you or me? And he said, you tell me. And she says, me, because you are standing on the earth and I am standing on the palm of a prophet. In any case, back to the surah. So the focus of the surah, it's the Quran is a guidance and good news for those who believe. Sort of similar to the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. There's the stories of the prophets, but a focus on Prophet Sulaiman and the Queen of Sheba, who is Bilqis, who eventually submits to believing in Allah, and finally the mission of the prophet. So the benefits of the surah, it gives you safety from danger. We've divided the surah into 10 sections. In the first section, which is ayah 1 to 6, Allah talks about the Quran as a guidance and good news for those who believe. And he says, they are those, وَالَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, they establish salah, وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ, and they give zakah, وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوكِنُونَ, and they're totally convinced of the hereafter. Absolutely similar to Surah Al-Baqarah. The second section looks at Prophet Musa and his encounter on Mount Sinai with the burning bush, from where Allah talks to him and tells him in ayah 9, Ya Musa, innahu anallahu al-azizul hakim, surely I am Allah, the mighty, the wise. And here's where he gets the miracles of his staff turning into a snake and the illuminated hand. And then the story of Prophet Sulaiman, and he had been taught the language of the birds. Now in ayah 20, Allah says, when he reviewed the birds, he says, La ara al-hudhuda, I do not see the hudhuda or the hoopoe bird. Am kana min al-ghaibin, why is he absent? And the hudhud comes back telling him that he had seen a kingdom which was ruled by a woman whose people worshipped the sun. Prophet Sulaiman gives the bird a letter to take back to her. Now this was Bilqis, the Queen of Sheba, and this is how he started the letter. In ayah 30, Allah says, the letter said, Innahu min Sulaiman, indeed this is from Sulaiman, wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim, and surely it is in the name of Allah, the extremely merciful, the extremely kind. So this chapter has two bismillahir rahmanir rahims. She takes advice from her advisors and sends him presents. He sends them back and asks one of his people to bring her throne to him. And in ayah 40, Allah says, كَالَ الَّذِي إِنْدَهُ إِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ, one who had a little bit of knowledge from the book, said, أَنَا أَعْتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرْفُكَ, I will bring it for you in the twinkling of the eye. And suddenly her throne was with Suleiman. And you know what he said? He said, Kala hadha min fadli Rabbi. This is the fadl, the grace of my Rabb. And this is in Ayah 40. Beautiful statement. So she comes and he talks about Allah and ends up in Ayah 44 saying, Wa aslamtu ma'a Suleiman lillahi rabbil alameen, and I submit with Suleiman to Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. Then follows the story of Prophet Salih from Ayah 45 to 53. It mentions a plot to assassinate Prophet Salih. The destruction of the people of Prophet Lut follows in Ayah 54 to 59. And then reflections. Who made the heavens and the earth and rain and gardens of trees and rivers and mountains and seas? And each of the statements is followed by a rhetorical question. Ilahumma Allah. Is there a God alongside Allah? And then the ayah that we recite when we're in trouble, where he says, Amman yujibul muztarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu su. Who is the one who responds to the call of the one in trouble and alleviates him from harm and from evil? This is Ayah 62. It continues, who guides you in utter darkness? The reflections are then followed by those who deny resurrection. And this is Ayah 67 to 75. This is followed by a section on the Quran. And Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is Ayah 77. And most surely, it is a guidance and a mercy for those who believe. And then a section on the Day of Judgment. This is Ayah 82 to 90. When the trumpet will be blown, when those in the heavens and the earth will be scared, except those whom with Allah is pleased with. This is Ayah 88. And then in Ayah 89, he says, Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu khayrun minha. Whoever brings good, he shall have better than it. Wa hum min faz'in yawma'idhin aminun. And they shall be safe from the terrors of that day. So if we're prepared for accountability, then we will be fine. And finally, Ayah 10, literally the mission of the Prophet. And I love it because Allah says the mission of the Prophet in Ayah 91 to 93 is to sanctify Makkah, to cleanse it of shirk. Number two, to recite the Quran. Look what it says. وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقَرْآنَ فَمَنِ اهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسَهُ. That I should do the tilawa of the Quran. And whoever goes aright, he goes aright for his own nafs. وَمَنْ ذَلَّ فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ. And if they go astray, let's tell them, I am only a warner. And finally, the last thing, the third thing, the mission of the Prophet was to be able to praise Allah. Hamd and gratitude, praise and gratitude. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. And say, praise and gratitude is for Allah. سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا. He will show his signs so that you should recognize them. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And your Rabb is not heedless of what you do. It's a phenomenal surah. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be of those who recite, memorize or internalize, understand, apply and teach the Quran, and to be of those who praise and show gratitude to divinity. So all the time, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.